brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I was just talking to Ventura during the break, and they've been calling me for almost 2 weeks. I haven't. My phone was screwed up for a few days, and if I don't get the calls, I don't ever handle it. But I need to call them. I didn't know the TV show Conspiracy Theory picked up for a third season. I think that's breaking news here. But Ventura doesn't even know if he's going to be involved in it. They've actually... Oh, I'm not going to get into the whole thing. I particularly don't want to do the show, if you want to get honest. Folks think that doing national TV is a big deal. And if it's not hardcore issues, it's not. If it's the search for Easter bunnies, the search for chupacabras, the search for... Wolfman and Ghost, I'm not doing it. And Ventura's not either. He just told me that. And that looks like the way they want it to go. And that's what the establishment does. It got record ratings first season. They put it in the dead zone on Fridays. They banned the re-air of the FEMA camp show. And if you just joined us, we just had Jesse Ventura on, former Minnesota governor. He was going to be on for an hour, but they booked him too much. And that's why he was in a grumpy mood. You can say what you want about Jesse Ventura, but he's a real guy. He's the real deal. I've seen people sit around and make jokes about Jesse Ventura's New World Order, or he's that. No, he's definitely the real deal. He definitely believes what he says what he means, and I hope the season gets picked back up, but it got more hardcore in the second season. And the system panicked. It was successful monetarily. It was successful in the ratings. Very successful in the reason I was involved in the consultant in the mission and the network. Because Ventura was just talking about it, so now I can. That's kind of how it works as a journalist. Other sources tell you something, but it's off record, then you don't get into it. But then when another source tells you something that's not off record, then you can talk about it from that source. So that's why I specifically brought that up during some of the breaks with him. That's how the system has always seen, quote, conspiracy theories, questioning government, as palatable as long as you mix the Federal Reserve is private and there's a world government forming and it's run by chupacabras. And I'm not criticizing people that talk about everything, look at everything. The world is a place of mystery. They've got major newspapers reporting on Google Hubble telescope maps showing it looks like a human base. It looks like a NASA moon model base I've seen. That's there. If you'd have told somebody 300 years ago they're going to have atomic weapons, and there's little invisible things you can't see that when you bounce them together can blow up whole cities, folks would think you were nuts. So I always question everything, and I think anything could be possible. It's just that I only cover what I can prove, because I know for a fact that the royals, I've seen a lot of reports of this over the years, were involved in human flesh life extension therapies and pituitary gland. But, oh, it was out of cadavers. Yeah, right. Then you have the Mail today, Daily Mail. British royalty died on human flesh, but don't worry, it was 300 years ago. All right, whatever. I'm going to come back and go to your calls, and I'm sorry I've sweeped out the callers earlier to just go to calls for Ventura, and now we didn't even get to a lot of those calls because I thought we had him for an hour, but then he explained to me that he was late, so he had to go, so he called in early. But we're going to be talking to Dustin, Tim, Kathy, Josh, Jeff, and others on the other side of this break here in the third hour today. And we've got a lot of other important news as well, but we'll try to rapid fire go through your calls, so be ready. When I go to you, we're going to get you up and on the air. Some of the most important news I want to get to, because I promised to get to this in the first hour after we take a bunch of your calls, is the E. coli outbreak. Bean sprouts may not be to blame. Now in Dryden, Virginia, girl dead from E. coli, brother in stable condition. This is being done worldwide as they try to move to bring in government regulations and control over local farms and ranches and agriculture. But it's clearly genetically engineered, and we've seen government do this in the past when they're trying to seize control of the food supplies. We'll talk about that as well. Your calls are straight ahead. Stay with us.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Summer's getting into full swing, and so is the Happy Summer Sale here at OfTheField.com. If food became too expensive, scarce, or questionable to fill your needs, would you know what to do? Do you want an all-natural backup plan? Nature provides, but you have to know how to use it. We are offering site-wide savings even on our already discounted packages. It's been extended until Monday, June 13th, so head on over to OfTheField.com. If you really don't have access to the Internet, call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 1-888-513-2837, and they'll take care of you. Just use coupon code FREEFOODNOW, all one word, to save on your entire shopping cart. Do it now. We've been holding our prices for the last 3 years, and something's got to give. Catalog customers can take advantage by writing Free Food Now on top of your order form. Figure the shipping before taking 10% off on your merchandise total, then add it up and send it in for Free Food Know-How at OfTheField.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we're 8 minutes into the third and final hour of the official transmission. Occasionally, I go into the fourth hour, which is internet only at Infowars.com. But I'm getting very close to launching my daily TV show, then the fourth hour will cease to be. It's still up on the satellite. They just repeat the first hour in the fourth hour, but that gets confusing for some stations. So the problem is I love talk radio. I love information, and I'm so long-winded, as you know, that even though I got rid of that seat for like 14 years, I guess 13 years, I did 3 hours. And then I greedily added a fourth hour for 2 years, and then I got rid of it again. So that's what's happening to explain what's going on there. And it also gives us flexibility that sometimes we go into the fourth hour because sometimes we have some big breaking news. And, of course, I'm known to go 5, 6, 7 hours if there's big breaking news and just continue sitting here in the studio because this is all I think about anyways. In fact, my biggest problem is I'm not as articulate verbally as I am mentally, as we all are, when I'm just sitting there and thinking and looking at all the connections and history and ways to defeat this system. Now, I'm going to go to your calls here, and then I'm going to get into officials admit that they're bombing Gaddafi's compound again, blew up the TV station. This is the war that would last days, not weeks. Now it's lasted months, and they say it's going to go into next year now. They'll be bombing it in 10 years if he holds out. because it's not a war. It's a kinetic action. Syria warns of more marches on Israeli border. You can say what you want and about either side, but those Palestinians unarmed marching into machine gun fire, that's courage. I see our media calling them cowards. Marching up a hill unarmed to be killed is are cowards. And saying, well, they're funded by the Syrian government. Regardless, they shouldn't be mowed down. Arrest them. I mean, is this going to be exported here? That if you protest something and the police are just going to shoot you? I guess in a lot of cases they do. If you're a Red Sox fan and walk out of a bar and they say get off the street and you say okay and they shoot you from 3 feet away in the head with a rubber bullet, the cop said, hey, good killing. She deserves it. Didn't move quick enough. So I guess that's the new system. I saw two articles a day about taser deaths in the last day. And they've upped the power of the tasers, and people are dying all the time. Young people are dying, not just old guys that have heart attacks. And now they say, you didn't jump quick enough when I said, give me your driver's license. I'm going to punish you with this. They're just, all right, I'm ranting. I said I'd go to your calls. It's just, as a human being, watching those people be mowed down upsets me. But our media says they're cowards and deserve it. They're dehumanized. Okay, well, we're going to be dehumanized next. That's all I'm saying. I remember those images of the Nazis lining up Jews in Germany at pits and shooting them in the back of the head and throwing them in there. That's upsetting. It's upsetting watching those folks get mowed down, but I guess we're landing the free home of the brave and World War III is getting geared up to be started through all these proxy wars. The Depression's full on, but the mainstream media tells us we're having a big recovery, and Wiener didn't send those photos, and John Edwards didn't have that mistress, and Bill Clinton didn't have sex with that woman, and the bankers wouldn't tell us where the money went, but they said it wasn't the foreign banks. Turns out over 70% was the foreign banks that own around America. But again, I should just sit down and shut up and believe whatever I'm told. Let's go ahead and talk to Dustin in Utah. Dustin, you're on the air.
Alex, how you doing, man? First of all, I want to say I love you, love your show, love what you're doing. I'm honored to be on the show.
Well, thank you. Just say dittos. I think we should go with the Limbaugh deal because everybody takes a lot of time thanking me, and I want to thank you as a listener for caring and being involved and putting up with me, Dustin.
All right. Well, I have a civil liberties question for you. I've been involved in a civil liberties fight for about 3 years now. I'm going to quickly just briefly blow through it. What they did was through this Patriot Act, through this a tip from an anonymous person, the police came to my house, put a GPS tracking device on my vehicle, and followed me around for 6 months and without an authorization or a warrant signed by a judge. They saw that I went to a friend's house quite a bit. They raided him while he was out of town at work, and his 7-month pregnant girlfriend was home alone.
That happens very often. Federal court has ruled they can put GPS on your car with no warrant. That's your property, person, place, papers, effects, property. You know, read the Fourth Amendment. In fact, we'll put the Fourth Amendment on screen so I can read it exactly, please. It's totally illegal. It's what the Stasi did. The Stasi would put radioactive isotopes on your floor mat so they could literally, with a special light, follow where you've gone. It's the same thing the Stasi did, just with more high tech. And I see these reports all over the country where people take the device off and then the FBI comes and demands it back and they're tracking our phones. But you notice what happened, an anonymous tip. They have got an endless army of crackhead, meth head, that's who they use, convicted felons who will walk up to any house and the cops don't care that they're lying and say, it's like a dog that alerts because it gets given biscuits to alert, to falsely alert. Most of these police dogs are trained to false alert, and every car they put the dog on, oh, sorry, shows drugs at the checkpoint since you said you wouldn't let us search without a warrant. Flash here, who, is overweight, wants another biscuit, so he alerts and barks. That's happened to me a couple times when I said, no, you're not going to search without a warrant. Oh, well, Flash says he smells something. I'm like, yeah, right. You better not plant something, buddy. I don't use any of your products, okay? And so, yes, that's the new situation. Of course, why even do that? Now they just pull you over and take the cash out of your wallet. In Dallas, they admitted nobody got in trouble. They pulled over thousands of cars, threw bags of chalk in the back, took the cars, saying it was cocaine. That's how America rolls. I mean, that's all admitted 4 years ago, and they still do it. It's like, yeah, we do it, and we frame you, and that's how. And then the crime lab would certify the chalk as cocaine. Okay, so that's, again, I'm anti-police now because I don't want them planting chalk on me. Well, they're doing it. It's admitted. And they go, well, that's pro-law enforcement. We frame you. But so your friend gets raided because you went to his house a lot. And, yeah, that's how they work. They have the crackhead come up and go, that's the house. I bought it in there. And then they get to put the GPS on your car. So I'm sorry, Dustin. Tell me more about your case.
Well, actually, what has happened is there's a longstanding statute in Utah Constitution that says in order to electronically, with an electronic device, follow someone around, you have to have an authorization signed by a judge or a warrant signed by a judge if it's on private property. Well, it was on my private property, and I'm on my third attorney now, and this is what the judge said to me at my motions hearing. He said, on the issue of the GPS tracking device, the placement of the GPS tracking device on your vehicle without authorization or warrant was unlawful, but that didn't violate your Fourth Amendment rights. So he admitted that it was unlawful what the police did to me. It was against longstanding Utah statute, but he's going to allow it to happen anyway. So I was just like, so do I take responsibilities for these lawmen's unlawful actions? But anyway, what I figured out was through this involuntary education in the Constitution and this court.
But that's what Ventura talked about last night. Congress is exempt from almost every law that they put on us. This is a criminal government. For people that go, why would the government ship the drugs in? To launder the money. Then the big launder banks on record are the biggest owners of the private prisons. Then when you, the end user, buy their drugs, they then put you in their private prison working for 25 cents an hour. It's pure genius.
It is. It's a racket. The Second District Court in Utah is the biggest racket in northern Utah. And this involuntary education has really taught me a lot of things. And, Alex, I've found their Achilles heel. I have some intellectual properties that I don't only feel that are essential to the revolution. I feel they are key to the revolution. And basically what I have here is I'm the registered federal trademark holder of the slogan Cannabis Activist. I've developed a hemp clothing line called Cannabis Activist, and it's the only thing that I can do to fight for my rights at this point. I mean, I've lost my home, I've lost my cars, everything of value that I've ever had, I've thrown right at this fight for my freedom and our rights. And I found out that all these big oil companies, all these big pharmaceutical companies, all these big timber companies, all these other companies, they are all scared of one seed, and it's the hemp seed, because it grows in 50 different states like a weed, and if we were to utilize it
It grows everywhere. It's better than cotton. You can make great oil out of it. It's one of the main crops that built this country, even more than cotton or tobacco. And in the 1930s, Dow Chemical and DuPont openly lobbied to have marijuana banned, but also all of the hundreds of varieties that don't have THC. And so, yes, you try to, in America, grow a hemp plant that has no THC, they will SWAT team you, and you will go to prison because we're such a free country. I appreciate your call, Dustin. Tim in Ohio, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling, buddy. Hey, go ahead.
Hey, I was wondering, you know, how about you organize, like, a money bomb to form, like, a mass protest at, like, the Jefferson Memorial? You know, I'm not like, trying to be a provocateur or anything, you know. I'm just, you know, like, that's what we need to see, you know.
Form a money bomb? Well, we wouldn't really need money for that.
Well, you know, the way I see it, you know, you could use the funds for it to, like, shuttle buses and bring in people from all over the United States, you know.
Well, here's the deal. They have, I'm not saying it's a bad idea, but there are better ideas. They have protests every single day all over D.C., sometimes hundreds of thousands, and the media ignores it. Only something novel, which you're supposed to do, has happened twice before in Texas, storming the Capitol. That made national attention, what I did. And that was just spontaneous because I was angry. I didn't even intend for that to happen. Or dancing at the Jefferson Memorial and people being arrested. The absurdity of the police state illustrated it, Tim. And good points. I appreciate your call. Do you have anything else you want to add?
Well, I guess that means we just need to camp out in front of the White House then.
People used to do that, but they don't allow that now. They will. You're not in America anymore, camper. What, you think you're going to sit out in front of your White House? You're here to do one thing, provide slave labor for the bankers, period.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
If I could tell you how to safely increase gas mileage on your vehicle by 20 to 40%, would you be interested in learning more? With today's unstable prices at the pump, you'd be wise to at least listen and see for yourself. And you can do that at SaveYourGasMoney.com. Our advanced technology is what makes 20 to 40% gas mileage increases a reality. It works on all makes, all models for gas, diesel, and propane engines. Curious? Then see how it works at SaveYourGasMoney.com. Our compact gas-saving stainless steel units install quick and easy with no engine modifications and no extra parts needed. It's completely safe and requires no maintenance. We offer great customer service, technical support, and same-day shipping. Ease your pain at the pump by contacting our friendly and knowledgeable staff toll-free, 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. That's 888-887-9981. Or visit us at SaveYourGasMoney.com. That's SaveYourGasMoney.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
They railed against the crown.
They railed against the crown.
Another ragtag band. Declaring independence. And FEMA teaches police nationwide. We have the manuals and the video of them teaching them that the founding fathers were bad and America is bad and that the New World Order is good. That's what they teach the police. It is treason. This is what happens to cultures. They get taken over. We haven't been taken over militarily. We've been taken over financially. But the system knows it's fraudulent, and they know that we're waking up. And so they are moving to put the control grid in place to block us. Let's continue with your calls, Kathy, Jeff, Josh, and many others. Got some news on the Holy Coli outbreak, the economy coming up towards the end of the hour. And some more breaking Wiener news in Wienergate. But I do want to just put a plug in here. We're launching something new. Well, you know what? I'll do it at the start of the next segment. That'll be better. But just a key announcement coming up at the start of the next segment. Kathy in Texas, you're on the air. Thank you for holding.
Yes. Hi, Alex. As you know, I'm sure the Texas Senate has just recently voted to cut public teachers' pay and put them on non-paid furloughs. And I'm sure the House will support this since we have Dewhurst and Perry there. Well, my question is, since Texas instituted the lottery system and the proceeds were supposed to go to fund education, where's the money? And how do we find out where the money is?
Well, the Texas lottery's actually gotten in trouble quite a few times. There's a long history of that. But all over the country, different lotteries are always connected in well with the Goodfellas, if you know what I mean. And casinos are going in everywhere, and they always push how great they are for economies. People think Las Vegas is great, or they think the area. I mean, I've been around these places. I've seen it. The prostitutes, the unhappy people, the folks that are spending, you know, their kids college fund to their own retirement. I mean, I just gambling is for suckers and is for losers. And I mean, it's one thing if you want to play a game of poker with your buddies and, you know, bet quarters or something. I've done that. That's fun to make it interesting. Or if you want to bet $20 with your buddy on a football game, that's one thing. But just this whole culture of big giant buildings and people in there getting scammed, it really makes me want to throw up. And yeah, it was supposed to be for Texas education, but here's the deal. They're slashing police, fire. I mean, it's all over the news this week. Some departments are slashing 60% of their deputies. Crime is exploding. While the government moves to not let citizens have guns to protect themselves. I mean, this is incredible. And they're cutting the teachers' pay. They're doing all of this, claiming it'll fix the deficits. It'll fix the budgets. No. Nothing is going to be fixed until we get rid of the fractional reserve banking system and say no to the derivatives, too big to fail fraud that these private banks induced government to sign on to and to underwrite. It is a huge fleecing that's going on all over the country. People talk about Rick Perry made Texas great. No, Rick Perry has made Texas worse. It's just that Texas is better than other states because it did have the lowest tax rates in the country. I guess there's a few states that might be on par, but not the resources or the amount of people. Now I'm ranting about this, all the data. Perry got the franchise tax passed. That's an income tax on business owners. It's huge. I have to pay it every year. He got the hospital district tax passed, so Travis County can take my money and spend it for taxpayer-funded abortions. He was for forced inoculations of girls with a drug they knew, Gardasil, that was killing people. But by him mandating it, it then gave it government protection for liability. I mean, the guy was for the NAFTA highways. The guy is a monster. And notice, he hasn't put on the special session, though he said he supported it. He hasn't put on the special session, the anti-groping bill, as I predicted, no matter how much pressure, we need to put more on him, but it's just incredible. Because, again, he walks around the cowboy hat and goes, yeah, I'm a real Texan boy, yeah, boy. But he's the opposite.
He needs to be nailed to a post, and he needs to be forced to say where the money has gone. I mean, if he's shuttling up to Las Vegas, up to those people, all right, we need to know that. If it's not being put in the Texas Education Fund, we need to know what he's done with it.
Well, look, the people have been sold on lotteries and casinos in the last 20 years. Is America better? No, America's falling apart. Our roads are falling apart. But don't worry. If I've got to get gas on a Friday night, folks, all the poor people are in there with their paycheck cashed, and I'll watch them while I'm pumping my gas, and they'll buy 5 or 6 lottery tickets, scratch-offs. They'll go outside. They'll scratch them off. They'll run back in. They'll buy more, and then those don't work, and they run back in, and they get more, and their poor wives in the car with their kids with snot all over their face, you know, just wanting, don't worry, I'll get you some McDonald's GMO, sweetie. We'll be right back. Yep, land of the brainwashed, brain-dead zombie. We can revive the Republic like the Phoenix. Stay with us. Key announcements straight ahead and your phone calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
That song that we just used for bumper music called Tarzan's Boy. Is that what that song's called? What's it called? Tarzan Boy. I can never hear what they say. That's why I'm always like, eh, eh. I think I'm half deaf, but also that microphone doesn't pick up too good. Tarzan's Boy. Want to say hi to my daughter who's listening. I say a shout out to my oldest daughter. She's with my wife listening, and they just called up excited because I played that as bumper music, and that's one of her favorite songs. I love you, sweetheart. Be good. Okay, here's a quick announcement, and then I'm going back to your phone calls, and then I'm going to hit some other important news before this hour in broadcast ends. And that news is we're launching a internet newsletter, and you're like, oh, great, another internet newsletter. Well, this one's going to be a little different. And the reason we're launching this Friday, and you can sign up for free at InfoWars.com for it, is because we've analyzed the internet kill switch, the UN treaties being agreed to, the secret copyright treaty that was leaked a month ago, or now 2 months ago. And the whole web is going to cloud computing, It's going to force you to have your data somewhere else, and then you just have a device that ties into it. In 3 or 4 years, you won't even be able to buy a computer, a laptop, a device. All they're going to be is screens, and it's going to be rollout plastic. They've had this for over a decade. That's just a screen. They're going to have newspapers that are digital, that are just a piece of clear plastic that you move around and has a tiny battery on it. They also have systems where the back of it is solar powered, so you lay your newspaper down. It gets empowered by the sun in just a few seconds. You turn it over, or if you're in the sun, it can shoot through the front and then empower it, but side issue. And again, that's how my brain works. I start going down rabbit trails. I'm just trying to briefly here describe to you while we're launching this newsletter. The internet is being carved up under the Internet 2 corporate agreements for global private corporate governance, not just over our nations, our industries, our resources, but also over the internet and cyberspace. And so Microsoft, Google, Apple, Yahoo, all these big groups are openly carving up the web and the new architecture of it through cybersecurity that enforces it, where basically more and more websites like GrudgeReport.com, Infowars.com, and Google said this again last month, won't really be accessible on most networks. Because the web's so big, they basically just phase in new, quote, private networks, where when you agree to be on YouTube, you agree to be on Google, you agree to have a sub-website on their platform, and it's more complex than just what I'm saying, and I've done special videos on it and broken it down, but the point is we're in so much trouble. There's a move to start shutting down the web as we know it, and so going low-tech with email is something that will circumvent to a point. It's one more weapon in our arsenal to deliver content that is not on the internet, but is physically delivered to you. And so there's going to be exclusive articles every week, exclusive videos that are sent directly to you, and then links to things on the web as well. And it's the InfoWars Insider, and it's InfoWars information directly to you. And it's just one more thing we're launching along with the new studio and the TV show we're developing and all the other things that we've expanded over the years. It's one more tool in that fight. And if you go to Infowars.com, at the top of the right-hand corner, there is a yellow banner that says the Infowars Insider Special Reports, Hottest News Insider Scoop. And then when you put your email in there, it takes you to a welcome page that tells you what you're going to be getting. And it's just a way where even if they block Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or if they block it off certain networks, it's already starting to happen, we can still pound out an email directly to you. Now, more and more Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are being added onto the spam filter software that people buy to, quote, keep their kids safe. And in the filters, they'll have hate, spam, hacking, porn, gambling. Those will be the categories, and we're put under hate or hacking, though we're not involved really in any hacking-type news. We're a major, mainstream, very powerful media outlet. We are becoming the mainstream. The system is scared of straight talk, scared of common sense, and more and more we've been delisted from Google. They're coming after us, but we're still growing despite that, and so the system is trying to curtail us. And I should be glad they're just trying to assassinate my character in the media. I should be glad that they're just trying to block me in cyberspace instead of just setting me up and putting me in prison or killing me. But they don't want to make me a martyr, so they're trying to stave the bleeding. They're trying to tie a tourniquet around their ankle because we've chewed their leg off here. And it's not going to work because we'll just run over and start chewing on the other ankle. And then we'll climb up and chew on their throat like a pit bull. We're not letting go. We're not stopping. Genie's out of the bottle. Horse already left the barn. Train left the station. That ship already sailed. People know what's going on. And that's the most exciting thing I can tell you. It's not just my radio show and the numbers off the charts on terrestrial, internet, shortwave, satellite, all of that. It is the fact that I listen to talk radio. And the callers on liberal, conservative, libertarian are calling in going, wait, it's not either I'm a Republican or I'm a Democrat. mainline Republicans say all corporations are good, pure as the driven snow, all government's bad, or Democrats are all government's good, all corporations are bad, people are figuring out it's mega corporations that aren't free market teaming up with government to rob us. That simple, great truth is now out there, and people are getting it, and that's the beginning of the end. Once people look past the pitch men, the PR men like Obama and Rick Perry, once they look to the offshore banking cartel who gets the bailout money, the trillions, who lobbies to raise our gas prices as GM is doing today, they're a brokerage firm. Once people figure that out, that it's mega corporations using government to ban their competition, game over. So again, the free InfoWars Insider, sign up for it. There'll be an exclusive video sent out on Friday in the email, an exclusive article by Kurt Nemo, exclusive photos we've arranged to get from reporters that are going to be in Switzerland at Bilderberg, and more InfoWars Insider. Okay, I'm done ranting about it. Let's go ahead and go back to your phone calls here. Jeff in Kentucky. Now I got to move quick. Jeff, go ahead.
Hey, sir, I'd like to tell you the psyop there was rain on us over the Memorial Day weekend in Bowling Green. Evidently, the FBI, in conjunction with local law enforcement, over a 20-month period, radicalized two local Iraqi nationals into basically trying to ship weapons back to Iraq. And from what the local news says, the Iraqi nationals posted in 2009 on a blog that they were upset that America was still occupying Iraq, and this basically entailed the FBI embedding an undercover agent posing as an Al-Qaeda member.
Got to be their leader. Yeah. See, that's the difference. This isn't just entrapment. This is fomentation. This is provocateuring. Even the New York Times, even the Associated Press last year, they had a rash of these all over the country, and the media said, why do you get people with, you know, that aren't even Muslim surnames or Arabic surnames, people with names like, you know, Ramirez and things, out of prison? They always have low IQs. They profile the white, the black, the Hispanic, the Asian, American Al-Qaeda. They're always close to mentally retarded, 80 IQ or so. They profile them. They profile them in prison. They get out, and a guy, you know, named Habib Arachmed Akhan or whatever shows up, and sometimes takes years, gives them money, takes care of them, get them to shoot their mouths off about how they're going to attack and do all these incredible things, and it's used as a PR coup to then, because they've got to have an enemy to spend these trillions every year. Overall, it's over a trillion if you count part of the defense budget for anti-terror and then the $500 million or so of the other agencies involved in it and the billions in body scanners and the face scanning cameras. They need to have these dummy groups. And so they'll get a drugged out Mutalib, get him on the plane, on record. U.S. government got him on the plane. State Department admits it. They'll get a crazy a psychiatrist, and statistically they're crazier than anybody else statistically, and then he's protected and run by Alaki, who works for the Pentagon. And, yeah, they constantly have these. I did see that case, and it's always the same story. It's not FBI infiltrating a group that's planning something, you know, that gets into their meeting. They go out, have the leader open mosque up in some cases, and sit there and preach for years about killing. They tried that with militias for a decade with Hal Turner, who attacked me every week. And I said, that guy's an FBI agent if there ever was one. Nobody's allowed to get up and say, get this federal judge, get this state judge. And finally, and all the emails have been released. Well, first he got hacked. And it was when he got hacked and the emails got released by good patriots that then the feds burned him. And it came out in federal court. National security asset above FBI, but controlled through the FBI. And they tried. I mean, folks, I have tried to build a veteran a house when they bulldozed his house. And they had cops coming on saying, let's attack the police. I can't have a video signing at a movie theater without cops coming in and saying, let's go after the police. I can't go to a Bilderberg group meeting and be at my own hotel eating a hamburger in the bar without big, giant cops coming. Obviously, cops with shaved heads, you know, 50 years old. I mean, look tough as nails. And I'm not even saying they're cops. It turned out they were State Department diplomatic CIA security. And say, Alex, let's attack the State Department tomorrow. And I'm just like, come on, man, you're a cop. Take a photo of him. And it's like, come on, you guys know, you profiled, we're nonviolent. You just hope that I joke around with you so you could have on the news I'm a terrorist. It's this country's gone, folks. It's so gone. I don't know how we're going to get it back. Does anybody believe that a fat Jewish kid from Southern California is in the top four commanders of Al-Qaeda, maybe number one, Adam Gadon, who now is putting out a spiel of anti-gun, buy guns at gun shows and kill people? I mean, this is totally staged. I mean, is there no end? Are we so stupid? Is it so fun to buy into the fake fable of Al-Qaeda that we've got to let the globalists destroy our society? All you good old boys have got to grow up or it's over. You better check the facts and realize this. Do you have anything else?
Yeah, the thing of it is they said they got picked up in 03 by U.S. forces for IED manufacturing. Thing of it is, I was in Iraq in 04, and we didn't do any forensics on IEDs because they're too unstable. They blow up in your face. So how did they pick these guys up, and then all of a sudden they end up in Bowling Green, Kentucky, of all places, in 09?
Well, that's another thing. See, you reminded me of the details, and you can look this up. Let me think of the exact headline. Al-Qaeda, government stages arrest of Al-Qaeda operative who was really CIA, and they do this all the time. They'll stage the arrest of one of these guys, use it to say we caught, Habib trying to blow us up, and then a year later it'll come out, oh, he was really CIA. They staged his arrest to protect him. And so, yes, in some of these cases, well, remember, I've been covering this since 1996. 5,000-plus Iraqis were brought in by George Herbert Walker Bush, and then Bill Clinton. Bush brought in 3,000, Clinton over 2,000. And they were involved in and around Oklahoma City. And that came out in local Oklahoma news. There are 5,000 of these Iraqis that I've said hundreds of times will be used in the shopping mall attacks in the future for the mass roundup.
Well, Bowling Green is one of the big areas that during the Serbian war that they brought over refugees from Serbia, a lot of them Albanians, and then also in Iraq. They brought over a lot of refugees from Iraq. And now we've got a large Muslim population who, by the way, are a large number of pillars of the community, doctors, lawyers, stuff like that. And these guys got picked up by the FBI. And I think it was that since they were over here trying to provoke a tour of these guys, trying to get the other Muslims to basically riot with them or do something with them, and it didn't work, that they just pulled their assets out.
Absolutely, sir. I concur with your analysis. Thank you so much, Jeff. I got to get to Josh, Jack, Scanner, Ryan. I got to hit a little bit on this E. coli thing. But remember last week, the police reportedly shot a guy a whole bunch of times in his car in Miami, and then they put guns in people's faces, reportedly beat them up. Folks that videotaped it, but they were able to hide the SIM card in their mouth. Other people shot it from on top of the roof. And it reminds me of that when they shot that guy in the back who was in handcuffs and then said he was resisting and not in handcuffs the Bay Area, and then said that there were no cameras, but it turned out they'd confiscated the cameras, but somebody shot it and hid their camera. And it's just really scary to see statistically how police will get caught lying. But because of internet technology, this Big Brother stuff cuts both ways. And they're not going to be able to get away with this. So I would suggest police clean up their act. The corrupt politicians that run this country want to give you a long leash and encourage you to dishonor your uniform, but it's not going to happen. Here are police aiming guns at people down the street. That we're playing the video. We can't play the audio. There's too much cussing. We'll edit this and bleep it out tomorrow and then play it on air. But we'll get that video that just finally got released up on Infowars.com right now. Also, with the free email system, you can sign up at the top of Infowars.com for free. We'll also have News Blast, Key Intel. I'll get set up on it and kind of like our own private tweet system that isn't on their platform. I'll send out a Key Intel blast to you, photographs, and more. I just wanted to add that. Josh in Florida, you're on the air.
Alex, I just wanted to thank you for all that you do. I've been waiting to talk to you for a while. I know you're a busy guy, but I just wanted to thank you for all that you do. My question is, I want to help get Ron Paul elected. I think he's the last choice, last hope that we've got. But I also want to know, biggest thing is, how do we organize locally and get people to understand, see your videos, understand really what's going on?
Well, look, Ron Paul is a great hope, but he is not the only hope. We got states' rights. We individually are waking people up. Folks are really starting to figure out who the players are here on the good team and the bad team. Ron Paul, whether he wins, loses, or draws, wins because he'll be able to inject real issues during this campaign season that will dwarf what he was able to do 3 years ago. And so we need to point out that Rick Perry, Mitt Romney wrote the health care law that Obama copied. This is who we want as the Republican front runner. Ron Paul's number two, a guy who's as phony as a $3 bill. So that's what I say. Perry, I told you 2 years ago, is going to run for president. I mean, that's the inside baseball from Texas Republicans we've got. And Perry is a Bilderberg Group attendee. I know he wears cowboy hats and struts around in cowboy boots, but again, he's as fake as they come. He's a phony. And so people better not vote for what they see as the cool politician, who they think the winner is. They better vote for Ron Paul in these primaries. And then, if Ron Paul loses and some Republican wins and they become president, you're just going to see the establishment get a few more years of conning people, like with Obama.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about a product the drug companies don't want you to know about. It's called OsteoK. OsteoK is an osteoporosis supplement shown to decrease fractures 87% without any of the dangerous side effects of medications. Calcium and vitamin D only decrease fractures by 16%. OsteoK decreases fractures an astounding 87%. Friends, osteoporosis is a deadly disease. Research shows the most effective approach for protecting your bones is not a drug at all. It's OsteoK. Manufactured entirely in America, OsteoK is available without a prescription and comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee. Don't wait until it's too late, because if you have osteoporosis and fracture a hip, you have a 20% chance of dying within a year. I urge you to take charge of your health today. I cannot recommend this breakthrough product enough. Go to www.nbihealth.com or call 800-624-1416 right now. That's 800-624-1416. Start taking OsteoK.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Okay, I said I was going to get in to the E. coli death here in the United States. But I'm not, I have to get to that tomorrow, because I want to spend a lot of time on this. Dryden, Virginia, girl dead from E. coli, brother in stable condition. They're saying it may be the deadly, mutated, genetically engineered, and that's admitted that it's been messed with. And the British are saying it's Al-Qaeda. Give me a break, folks. Only the top bioweapons labs that Big Agra happens to have similar systems to, or Big Pharma, could do this. Just like we told you back in 2001, the anthrax attack was government. Came out later, it was government. They just blamed some government patsy who then died in custody. The first three patsies, it turned out, were innocent. But they're using this to try to crack down on local organic farms and things, and they keep blaming this organic food, that organic food, and then moving on. It's sprouts, it's cucumbers, it's tomatoes. No, it's this, it's that. This was spiked, and I've got the evidence. The World Health Organization says time running out to solve E. coli outbreak. It's been spiked. That's why they can't find the source. And meanwhile, it's reported Whole Foods admits its organic foods contain genetically modified ingredients. Folks, in every major study, and I'm going to do a special video on this. I mentioned it earlier in the last week. In every major study, I mean, here's one right here, U.S. Department of Agriculture funding corn and rice studies that have an autoimmune trigger that sterilizes women. They have another rice that sterilizes men. And then I look at the long-term studies on stuff that's been deployed in the last decade. It's reducing fertility in the crops that are already approved and we're eating. You wonder why fertility's dropping. It's dropping. You wonder why cancer's off the chart. I wanted to talk about Catherine Albrecht. In fact, Jaron, we've got to get her on. I've meant to, but I didn't want to bother her. She asked me to fill in for her a few months ago when she had surgery and then has been on chemo, and I can't do 2 hours after my show every day. It would be too exhausting. But I think to honor her before she quits doing her show weekdays, I probably need to do it. But we need to have her on. She is going into stage 4 breast cancer, and they say that she's probably going to die. Great lady fighting the whole RFID spy chip situation. And they say the good die young. Very, very young, beautiful woman, a mother, good person. And she helped, of course, launch the start page, alternative to Google. And we need to get her on. She's quitting her radio show. I'm going to try to do weekends, and we need everybody to pray for Catherine Albrecht. Just very, very sad. And this morning I went for a jog after I hung out with my children and did some research. And I ran up this hill. I was real tired because I'm a fat slob. And I laid on my back and looked up through the looked up to the sweet gum leaves into the sunny sky, and I just thought about how special and short life is and how good life is and how loving people are and how innocent my children are and how innocent your children are, and the fact that the goodness on this planet deserves to be defended, and all of us need to step forward and be champions for liberty, need to be champions for the truth. And it doesn't mean all of us have the answers or that we'll get the job done 100%. We've just got to step forward to the plate, and God will do the rest. You know, I was looking through comments during the break on this article that's up at Infowars.com. Major Swiss newspaper gives Bilderberg front page coverage. We're going to have some surprises this week in Bilderberg coverage. I'm just going to leave it at that. You'll want to join us in the next 3 days at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Mountain. I was reading this comment, and there's a whole bunch of these. This has got to be COINTELPRO. It says, but where was the intrepid Alex Jones when we patriots in New Hampshire were protesting George Soros and Bretton Woods too, and getting arrested, having our signs ripped up? You people barely covered this. We even got inside. So I saw that, and I went and looked it up, and turned out we did post videos of it. I didn't know. That's why. I'm not intrepid. I don't know everything. Good job for stepping up, but I'm not bad because I didn't know about what you did. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.